بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, after mentioning the distribution of the spoils of war, thereafter we had spoken about the location of the respective armies in the Battle of Badr. The Muslim army was located on that side of the valley that was closer to Madinah Munawwara, the eastern side, and the army of the Mushrikeen were located on the western side, closer to Makkah Mukarrama, further away from Madinah Munawwara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the wisdom of the Battle of Badr being an impromptu meeting. It was not planned ahead of time. As we mentioned yesterday, initially the Sahaba radiallahu anhum left Madinah Munawwara under the impression that they were trying to intercept the trade caravan of Abu Sufyan. But this caravan managed to evade them, and an army was prepared and sent from Makkah Mukarrama, and this is how the Battle of Badr transpired and took place. And the wisdom behind this was that this was the first campaign, the first major expedition between these two armies, and had it been a planned meeting, had there been an appointed time for them to meet, then it is likely that one of the two armies would have backed down, would have got cold feet. But Allah wanted this meeting to take place in order to grant victory to the Muslims. And great humiliation and disgrace came to the Mushrikeen in this particular battle. We know that 70 of them were killed, 70 of the prominent ones from the people of Makkah were killed. And this was a great victory for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another form of assistance which He had given to the Muslims in this battle. And this was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen a dream prior to the Battle of Badr. And in this dream, he was shown the army of the Mushrikeen to be very small in number. We know the Battle of Badr, the army of the Mushrikeen were approximately 1,000, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were 313. So the odds were not really in their favor as far as numbers were concerned. But in his dream, he was shown that the opposing army was small in number. So this gave some type of consolation to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that we are not fighting a very large army. To this extent, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentions that not only in the dream of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but even when they actually met on the battlefield, they deemed the army of the Mushrikeen to be few. So he says that while the battle was taking place, I took hold of a companion of mine and I said to him that if we have to estimate the number of the opposing army, I think that they perhaps are 70 in number. And my companion said to me, no, I think they might be at least 100 in number. And eventually we then got hold of one of the mushrikeen on the opposing side, and we asked him that how many of you have come, and it was then only that we realized that they were actually 1,000 in number. So this was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to give them courage, and in order to motivate them, that you are not facing such a great challenge. So Allah speaks about this, إِذْ يُرِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنَامِكَ قَلِيلًا. That remember when Allah showed them to you in your dream to be few, to be small in number. وَلَوْ أَرَاكَهُمْ كَثِيرًا. And had He showed them to you to be large in number, لَفَشِلْتُمْ. Then you would have lost courage. وَلَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And you would have began disputing with regard to this battle. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سَلَّمْ. However, Allah saved you from this. Allah did not allow you to lose courage. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Indeed, He knows what is within the hearts. In other words, Allah knows that human nature is such that when faced with odds that are not in your favor, you perhaps would have lost courage. So Allah saved you from seeing the reality and from realizing how many they were. And then when the armies met, وَإِذْ يُرِيكُمُوهُمْ إِذِ الْتَقَيْتُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ قَلِيلًا. When the two armies met, when you met with them, there also Allah showed them to you to be few in number. In your eyes, they were few in number. And then, وَيُقَلِّلُكُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ. Allah also made you seem few in number to them. Now what is the wisdom of this? Allah made the Muslim army also seem small in the eyes of the Quraysh, of the Mushrikeen. So Mufassirin mentioned that this was prior to the start of the battle. Allah caused them to deem the Muslim army to be few. Why? So that they did not really put their full effort and force into fighting. They thought it would be a walkover. This is a very small army. And we have come with 1,000 men. We have arms. We have weapons. We have conveyances with us. And they are ill-equipped. They are few in number. So we will just run over them. We do not really need to put our full effort into this. But when the army is then met and the battle was taking place, at that time then Mufassirin mentioned that because of the assistance of the Malaika that had come, now they actually deemed them to be even more than they really were in number. So initially they were 313, and the mushrikeen looked at them and perhaps thought they were much, much less than that. But once the Malaika then took part and assisted, then they perhaps thought that they were even more than 300. And this now caused the mushrikeen also to lose courage. So in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the Battle of Badr. Again, initially in the dream of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw the mushrikeen army to be few in number. When they met on the battlefield, again they seemed to be few in number. And Allah caused them also to see the Muslims, or the numbers were distorted, in order to give the upper hand to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And then Allah mentions, لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا. All of this was so that Allah could accomplish a matter which had already been decided. The victory of the Muslims and Islam and the defeat of the mushrikeen was already predestined, predetermined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah created all of these things and these means in order to achieve this objective. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. And all matters are returned to Allah. In other words, victory, defeat, who will be victorious, who will take over, who will dominate, who will be dominated. This is all left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, it is not dependent on numbers, it is not dependent on means. And here Mufassirin mentioned also one point, or perhaps one particular wisdom, which they say, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had seen the army of the mushrikeen few in number, then this was also in some way a prophecy, that while there are 1,000 who are opposing you, in reality it's not 1,000, because many of these people in the future would accept Islam. So those who would remain on kufr and pass away upon kufr are not actually 1,000, they are much fewer than that. Many of these who are on the other side will one day accept Islam, and this is why you are not seeing them as your opponents in your dream. Allah knows best whether this was also some type of glad tiding given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But the lesson we learn from here is that although the odds may be against Islam and the Muslims in many cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hidden hand of assistance is there, and ultimately victory and dominance will come to Islam and the Muslims. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.